Dan Nash has been selling peanuts at Kansas City Royals games for about 3 decades. While the current season is on hold, I thought we'd look back at a well-known vendor who can launch peanuts to hungry fans sections from him. We'll take a look at the life of a stadium vendor on this edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
Dan Nash is at the ballpark about 75 of each year's 81 home games. Most of those nights, he does sell peanuts, but not always.
It's all based on seniority. I'm the second one in seniority, so I get my pick. So if it's a hot Sunday afternoon or even a hot night in the summer, I might take frozen lemonade or something cold and pass the peanuts by.
There are two separate seniority lists, one for food and another for beer sales. Nash has always been on the food side. He's seen some memorable games. He remembers Brett Saberhagen pitching a no-hitter.
That's the only no-hitter I've seen, and it was one of those games where you saw it was possible. And so even though people weren't buying, I was still out there selling. I'll put that in quotes.
When Nash began, a small bag of peanuts cost a mere 35 cents. Nash works as a legal assistant at a law firm, but being a peanut vendor is a solid part-time job. Nash's wife has been supportive of his baseball career, but she may not have realized just how well-known a peanut vendor might be.
We were actually on our honeymoon, and we went to Disney World in February, and we're getting off the bus going back to our hotel after spending the day at one of the parks. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and I just happened to be wearing a Royals hat, because that's probably all the hats I wear. And somebody comes up and says, "Hey, aren't you the peanut guy?" And I think at that point, my wife realized what she was in for.
Nash says he'd like to keep doing this job as long as his body holds out. For him, it's a dream job that allows him to earn a living and watch the game he loves. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.